When an immigrant arrives in a new country and looks for a job, most economists say that is good for the economy. Population growth is linked to economic growth. More people work more and spend more. But the debate over immigration commonly includes claims that immigrants, even those arriving legally, take the jobs of natives.
The same claims are made even more forcefully in developing countries that receive refugees. They are given shelter, but they are often forbidden from working.
A few countries take a different approach, including one visited by NPR's Gregory Warner, working with our Planet Money team.
The country is Uganda. Specifically, the fertile plains of the far south of the country, many hours from the capital, inside one of the oldest refugee camps in the continent. Think stone houses instead of plastic tarps. But despite this being a refugee camp, it's laced with markets and traders selling everything from imported fabric to smartphones. And it's here that I sit down with Mohamed Asman Ali. He's a slender 32-year-old Somali refugee in a blue UCLA sweatshirt. And we sat down in his house of stone to play a video game.
Right, so now I gotta play my side, right?
We're playing on a Sony PlayStation that's completely chipped. The DVD is broken off. He's kind of rejiggered it with a USB flash drive. And the monitor is an old Sony television. It's all powered, as you can probably hear, by a diesel generator running very low on fuel. None of this stops him from scoring a goal against me almost immediately.
Sorry.
No apologies needed, because this is Ali's business, not beating me soundly at FIFA World Soccer, but renting out time on the PlayStation. In fact, Ali runs a kind of video game arcade for other refugees from Eritrea and Ethiopia and fellow Somalis. He charges them in 10-minute chunks.
500 for 10.
Okay, so 500 shillings, that's about 20 cents or 2 cents per minute of play. Profits that he's invested in 5 more PlayStations, 5 more old TVs. And when you think about how Ali came to this camp 5 years ago with nothing, hidden in the back of a truck, fleeing a war in Somalia that had just killed his parents and many members of his family, now he's parlayed this PlayStation arcade into an adjoining variety store that's stocking house paint and nails and little girls' dresses. His wife runs the store. Now, you've probably heard this story before. It's that classic up by the bootstraps immigrant story. But Ali is not an immigrant. He's a refugee. And if he was almost anywhere in the world but Uganda, he would not be allowed to start and grow this business. He could not even legally be paid to push a broom, because in most parts of the world, it's illegal to give a refugee a job. Alex Betts is a professor at Oxford University in the Department of Refugee and Forced Migration Studies.
What Uganda allows us to show is the boundaries of what's possible when we do give refugees basic freedoms.
He says that for the last 15 years, Uganda has had this right-to-work policy called the self-reliance strategy. And basically the idea is to have refugees support themselves as much as possible instead of being a burden on international aid. So Betts sent a research team to Uganda to survey about 1,600 refugees, ask them about their work, if they had any. And among them was the arcade proprietor that we just met, Mohamed Asman Ali. Now, Ali is still learning English, so I invited his older neighbor, Asman Faiz, to interpret.
We can sit over there if you want.
Hey.
And through this interpreter, Ali told me about some of the more bizarre problems that his arcade has faced over the years. For instance, his game controllers kept breaking, almost as quick as he could buy them. And Ali finally realized the problem was his clients' thumbs. Those thumbs belong to refugees who, just like him, have witnessed war or seen families killed. And they were unloading their stress on his game controllers, basically smashing them, which Ali himself totally understood because it's exactly why he uses video games to de-stress.
It's good mentally. It makes you forget most of your problems. It entertains. You feel I'm a human being also. You don't dwell into your refugee problems. We have problems, you know? So when we are playing this game, 30 minutes, you refresh. That's what I like about the games.
Ali eventually solved this problem by learning to repair old controllers with the wreckage of even older ones. He dumps out this giant bag of spare parts on the stone floor.
Just dismantle. Like this one, you see, I have used the super glue to stick it.
The Oxford professor, Alex Betts, found from his surveys of refugees here that Ali's pile of apparent junk actually plays a role in Uganda's economy. So every time Ali buys a new controller or another tube of superglue, even the diesel he buys to run the generator that powers this arcade is purchased from Ugandan businesses. And while Ali himself has no employees, Betts found that when refugee businesses do hire other people, nearly half of those employees are Ugandan nationals. Refugees in Uganda weren't just taking jobs, they were making new ones.
The finding that refugees employ nationals of the host state shows that far from being a burden on the host state, refugees can be a benefit. They make a really vibrant economic contribution.
Unfortunately, that economic contribution may not seem so vibrant to a lot of regular Ugandans.
You are a refugee, like, you are a parasite. Yeah.
This is Asman Faiz, whose voice you probably recognize. He was the one interpreting for Ali. But he says that he himself often gets harassed or overcharged, at least in Ugandan shops. While his wife, Sada, tells me that she'd much prefer to be called a migrant than a refugee.
Refugee is it's not a good name, actually. Because a refugee, you want to be helped. But a migrant, at least, that would sound something good.
Why?
Because you are just a refugee. You are just nothing. Mm.
And to be a refugee, she says, is to live in a state of limbo. All the people I met at this camp put in their applications with refugee organizations to leave Uganda to gain permanent asylum in a country even more welcoming to refugees, the United States. But that process is long and it's very uncertain. It can take decades. And so, just as I'm leaving the video game arcade, I'm followed out by the guy who runs it, Mohammed Asman Ali. And he tells me, hey, you know, your radio reaches a lot of Americans. Can you just tell them one thing from me?
Tell them, in the camps, we are hardworking people, but time is eating us up here in the camp. Make use of us.
Make use of us, he says, while we're strong and healthy and can contribute something to the U.S. economy. Ali says, don't wait to take us until we're old and we're tired. Gregory Warner, NPR News.